Stories about gold, mercury, and platinum, retold from two different books. The first book is by Hugh Aldersey Williams. It's called Periodic Tale and the Curious Lives of the Elements. The second book is by Sam Keane. It's called The Disappearing Spoon and Other True Tales of Madness, Love, and the History of the World from the Periodic Table of the Elements. You know that people get medals during the Olympic Games, don't you? But since when have the winners been getting medals? It was in 1896 that the Olympics Games Committee first decided to award the winners medals. They gave a silver medal as the first prize and a bronze medal to the runner-up. It was only in 1904 that the Olympic Committee decided to give a gold medal for the first prize and a silver and bronze medal for the second and third runner-ups. Speaking of medals, there were two Jewish Nobel laureates, Max von Laue and James Frank, who had to leave their homes due to the Nazi invasion during World War II. They left their gold medals with another Nobel laureate, Niels Bohr, who lived in Copenhagen, Denmark, for safekeeping. You may have heard of Niels Bohr for his model of the atom. Now, the Nazis started approaching Denmark. Niels Bohr was worried that the Nazis would come to his house and raid. If they found the gold medals, they would seize the gold. His own gold medal, he had already donated it to a relief fund for the war. But he was very worried about the medals that his friends had left with him for safekeeping. He already felt very bad that they had to leave their homes and countries because of the Nazis. He was worried about how to keep their medals safe. Then he came up with an idea. He would dissolve them in aqua regia. Now, gold usually does not dissolve or react with most chemicals. However, it does dissolve in aqua regia, which is a very strong acid. It's actually a combination of nitric acid and concentrated hydrochloric acid. So that's what he did. When the Nazis came to his house, they couldn't find any gold. Little did they imagine that a little brown bottle full of liquid on the shelf actually contained the gold that they were looking for. After the World War II got over, Niels Bohr wrote a letter to the Nobel Committee to inform them of what had occurred with the medals. The gold was recovered from the bottle of aqua regia, and the Nobel Committee reissued medals for the two scientists. Knowing that aqua regia can dissolve gold has other fascinating stories. People for centuries have been enamored by gold. They thought it may be an elixir of youth. So they dissolved gold in aqua regia and then diluted it tremendously. This way they could actually drink the gold solution. They hoped it would cure all ailments. Mercury was another element that has captured the imagination of alchemists for a long time. Have you ever broken a thermometer and seen the mercury balls spill on the floor? The mercury balls, if you roll them closer to each other, will stick to each other and make a bigger ball. They do not spill all over similar to other liquids. This is because mercury atoms like to interact with other mercury atoms and are not fond of mixing with other materials. It looks beautiful and mysterious. Now, alchemists knew that mercury was poisonous. With repeated exposure, it could make people's teeth and hair fall off. However, they thought that perhaps poisons could kill other poisons that cause diseases. Hence, they thought that mercury could cure many ailments. Have you heard of the two explorers called Lewis and Clark? Lewis and Clark were two explorers come bankers who traveled the Wild West in America. While traveling, they carried 600 vials of mercury laxatives with them. Now, laxatives are drugs that we use to relieve constipation and let us poop. When the mercury laxatives were used by them, a large proportion of their poop carried the mercury with it. A few decades ago, when archaeologists were trying to retrace the voyage taken by Lewis and Clark, they looked for traces of mercury in what looked like latrines that had been used by them. But mercury has many more uses. It was used in the fur industry to separate the fur from the pelts. Many of these furs were used in making hats. In the book Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, there's a reference to a Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter that he was referring to was actually referring to people who worked hats for fur for hats. Working with so much of mercury made the workers go crazy and lose their teeth. Hence they were called Mad Hatters. Mercury was also used in dissolving gold when separating gold from gold dross. Have any of you heard of a person called Samuel Clemens? Well, Samuel Clemens was the real name of Mark Twain, the American author. Before Mark Twain became a writer, he tried to mine for gold. He was unsuccessful in that and had to take up a job of separating gold from dross. They used the process of amalgamation, which used mercury to dissolve the gold. Unfortunately, he forgot to remove his gold ring while doing this work, and the ring crumbled into pieces because of the mercury. These are some of the stories that I have found fascinating about the elements. As I said before, these stories are from two different books. Number one is a book by Hugh Aldersey Williams. It's called The Periodic Tales and the Curious Lives of the Elements. The second book is by Sam Keen, The Disappearing Spoon and Other True Tales of Madness, Love and the History of the World from the Periodic Table. If you want to learn more about elements, I highly recommend you read these books.